How often do you type something, write something, post or text something? How often do you use words? And what do you need those words to say? What's the message that you want to get across? And often if you're sitting down to write some marketing or an important email, you might be as old as me and you still write letters. How do we make sure that the information that we're sharing with people with written words actually get through and get through in the way that we want them to? So, of course, there the first question has got to be, well, what exactly are you wanting to say? And if it's in business, you're wanting to sell your product or your service, it might be your resume, your CV, you're aiming to sell yourself. It might be that you're introducing yourself to a group of people. It could be an introduction to a medical group or a financial group. It could be an educational group where it is really important for you to be able to get your message across clearly, because there's an important reason why. So the first thing is, what exactly do you want to say, of course, but why do you want to say it? What's the outcome of this particular communication? And could they be great questions to consider, to think about before you even start the email or the letter or the communication? Have you ever written something, typed something, sent it off, pressed send and went, oh dear, I either didn't give that enough thought, or I was too emotional at the time, or there was a lot of stuff in there that I didn't mean, or I just didn't give it enough thought. There wasn't enough information in there for these people to understand where I'm really coming from. And that very special and important quote, we only get one chance to make a first impression. So if this letter or your CV or this email or this post is your first impression out to the world, would it be important to give it some thought? So what do you want it to say, and why do you want to say it? What's the outcome that you want to get from the communication? And then there's a really interesting question, and I ask this because it seems that most communication, and I get a lot of it every day, and it's usually people wanting something, and that's okay, because that seems to be the human race. We all need something or want something. But there's an interesting mindset called win-win. So who will win in this situation? And is it possible that it's important for both parties or both people to win? And if you want something from somebody else, is it possible that you may need to point out what the benefits to the other person could be? And I learned this the hard way, because when somebody pointed out to me, and it was somebody I really appreciate, because they were the kind of person that they don't care what other people think of them, they just want to be helpful. And when you're that kind of person, you might find that there's a lot of people that don't want your help. But if you don't care, it doesn't matter. So if you give somebody some great feed forward on how to write an email or how to do a website or how to put together a great Facebook page or a brochure or a business card, and you feel that you can help them with it, with the right information, but they don't want your information, that's okay if you don't care what other people think of you. So I ask that question because, do you want your communication to work? Do you want to get your message through in a really simple and easy to understand way? And do you want the other person to want to read what you send them? Which seems like a really silly question, because otherwise why would you send it? So the first rule there is that win-win rule, which is with them. What's in it for me to read what you wrote? So if you're about to send something to somebody in any way, shape or form, and I'll say it again, whether it's a text message, an email, your resume, a brochure, what's written on your web page, what's written on your Facebook page, there has to be a reason for that person to keep reading, to start reading and to keep reading, which is with them. What's in it for me to invest time in this piece of information? And that seems to be where the biggest mistakes are made, and I certainly made them, is we tend to start our communication with I or me or even us and we. But that's all about the person writing the letter. So if you start with I am and you talk about yourself, or we are and you talk about yourself, or this is what I am going to do, or my or me. So anything to do with you, the question has to be asked, why would the other person be interested in you? Particularly if it's the start of the communication. So anything that you start, even a conversation, if you start it with I think or I believe or this is what I do or this is my idea, is it possible that we would put people, the other person, into a headspace of, well, here we go, this person just wants to share their opinion? Versus if you stick to the actual rules of marketing, and if you start having a look at marketing, you'll see that very few people stick to the rules, or they may not know what they are, which is AIDA. Get people's attention, create interest, which is the WIFM, what's in it for me to keep reading, create desire for them to actually take action to get in contact with you. So it's AIDA, get people's attention, create interest, which will create desire for them to take action. And the great question to ask there is that about me or is that about the person that I'm communicating with? So the attention, of course, is the headline. The first thing that you share, the first part of the letter, the subject of the email, the first line on your website or the headline on your website or your Facebook page. And interestingly, a lot of people, the first thing they put up there is their logo or the name of their business, or here's who I am and here's what I'm going to do. And ultimately, who cares? And I say that almost harshly, because shouldn't it be, what can you do for me? Not what you do, but what can you do for the person who's reading your information? So if the headline that you use gets my attention as your target market, because it's something that you can do for me. Now, the other interesting thing is that I will often, or I'll rephrase, why do we buy things? Why do we invest money in things? And the expert suggests it's because we have a problem. We want something sorted. We want something fixed. We want something made better. We want to be healthier, fitter, stronger, safer. And we're looking for information to solve our problem. So one of the suggestions is point out the problem. So your headline might point out that there are problems in the world. And if you are part of that target market, you would say, oh my God, that's me. They're talking to me. And the rest of your AIDA, which is your get people's interest, create desire for them to take action, would show that you can provide the solution for the problem. So the headline might point out the problem and I go, oh, wow, that's me. I've got that problem. I wonder if these people can help me. I keep reading and then I say to myself, oh, my God, they're talking to me. They can help me, and or they can help somebody in my family or me and the people in my family, in my life. If you were to have a look at all of your communication, your Facebook page, your website, your brochure, your business card, every letter that you ever write, every communication that you ever have via text or email, is it possible that people are more likely to A, read it, and B, understand what you're trying to get across to them if it's about them, not about you? So if you were to create an attention headline in everything that you do, if you were then to create interest, AIDA, interest is, oh, they're talking to me, that's me, they can help me. And the big one there is, I will have the desire to get in contact with you or your business if I believe that you can help me or somebody in my family. So that's the big thing, for example, with a resume or a CV. It's not about what you've done or how much education you have or how many universities you've been to or how many qualifications or degrees that you've got or how many years of experience that you've got. It's what all of those things can do for the reader, which would, of course, be either the boss or the manager or the HR manager of that particular company. So we seem to be really good at talking about ourselves. We seem to be really good at listing off all the things that we've done. And we often start our conversations with I or me, or this is what I believe, this is what I think, this is my opinion, rather than, do you have a challenge? Do you have a problem? I am the person that could help you with a solution, and here's all the reasons why. And is it possible that more of what we write would get read if that was the way we write it. So the examples I always use, because I have lots of people who share their marketing with me on a day-to-day basis. I have an international business college and an international fitness college. So there's a lot of people with websites and Facebook pages. There's a lot of people who write letters or emails to the government, to the press, to medical professionals, to their next door neighbours. And the rules are there and they work when you use them. But I wonder why we think that the rules don't apply to us. And I often ask that question simply because most of the letters I receive, most of the websites, most of the Facebook pages, most of the business cards all start with I or me, or they're headed up with a name of the business or the logo, which is not important to anybody. If you stick with the rules, which is what's in it for me to keep reading, there's nothing in it for me to read the name of your business. There's no reason for me to have a look at your logo. There's no reason for me to be interested in your contact details because you haven't created any reason for me to want to keep reading. So if I start with a really great headline and then I give you 3 to 5 reasons why I can help solve your challenge, solve your problem, provide you with a solution, and then on top of that I could create a wow experience, and then maybe I'll have the desire to give you a call. And could that be a great question to ask every time you put together some communication? And I ask that very personally because I see so many people waste a lot of money on marketing, on graphic designers, on paper, on posters, on brochures, and more importantly, they waste a lot of time and money. You can make more money, but you can't get time back. And all the time that you waste on marketing that doesn't get people's attention, doesn't create interest, doesn't create desire for them to take action to get in contact with you, it just means it doesn't work. And obviously when we're passionate about our business, we're passionate about our product or service, we want to tell people about it. But is it possible that people aren't interested in our product or service, or they're not interested in us until they can find out what we or our product or service can do for them? And should those things be something that we point out rather than this is who I am and this is what I believe and this is what my opinion is and this is what I think? Is it possible that if we're constantly I, me, 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 that will either turn people off really quickly, they'll get bored really quickly, or even worse, they'll want to argue? Because if you're sharing your opinion and you're sharing your experience and you're sharing your advice and you're sharing your qualifications, is it possible that people could either feel insignificant or unimportant because they don't have as many things as you do, or they want to prove that they're better than you? So it becomes just a silly conversation between two headspaces rather than you writing some really great information that can add massive value to people's lives. They want to read it because it feels like you can add massive value to their lives. And it's not about who you are. It's about why you're doing what you do. And could that be a really important thing to ask? Why am I doing this? And if I really am doing this because I want to help people, is it more important for me to talk about me, or is it more important for me to share what I can do for other people? And could that be a really great question when it comes to your marketing, your emails, your Facebook page, all of your social media posts? And if, like me, if you ever write a letter, would it be a really cool idea for it to have a headline and to have some information in that communication that people would say, oh my God, they're talking to me, they can help me, and or they can help me and the people that I care about? And if your marketing is doing that, if your communication is doing that, if your CV resume is doing that, if your social media is doing that, is it possible that more people will be interested in what you've got to say rather than you just talking about you? Could that be a good question?